Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Well, hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Biden declares MAGA patriots public enemy number one. Well, we're going to have to look at Biden's best Nazi-esque imitation of his idol Hitler. And his press secretary has asserted Biden and his administration actually represent the majority. But worse, she has asserted that resisting the will of the majority makes you an extremist. Okay, my friends, get ready. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Biden declares MAGA patriots public enemy number one. I will walk you through the pertinent points in what has become Biden's best Nazi-esque imitation of the left's secret idol, Hitler, that he displayed here in Philadelphia during his latest hate-filled speech. Leading into this speech, not coincidentally, by the way, Biden said MAGA patriots are semi-fascists. He is depending on Americans' ignorance of what that word means. The fact is, MAGA patriots are practically the exact opposite of fascists. Hitler used the Germans' love for Germany to inspire them to follow his fascist regime into utter destruction of Germany and havoc around the world. Well, Trump appealed to God-fearing Americans' love for their country to inspire them instead to follow him in his efforts to make America great again. And the idea was to return to our founding principles, to our faith, the faith of our founders. On the other hand, Biden and his ilk have ginned up hatred for America, and they appeal to the hatred they've created to inspire these haters to destroy America as founded and replace it with fascism. We truly live in strange times. Biden's speech was presented with optics that literally scream fascism. Okay, I'll address his speech in the second segment. I started here to establish that the deep state, through their puppet administration, intends to mark, brand, all Trump's supporters as dangerous extremists that are a, and he quoted this, clear and present danger to this republic. Them's fighting words, folks. I'm serious. That's language. That's rhetoric that literally says he's justified to release the full power and might of American law enforcement to trample down and so on, to kind of January 6th, all of us. So the next move depends on fabricating the illusion that he represents the values and opinions of the majority of Americans. Karine Jean-Pierre explains extremism. Quote, when you are not with what majority of Americans are, then, you know, that is extreme. That is an extreme way of thinking, end quote. That is quoted what she said, folks. Sad to have such incompetence and ignorance holding such important positions in our government right now. That's just the way it is. Curious, coming from someone who is an epitomist, convergence of minority interests. Black, lesbian, communist. I don't think any of those things represent what a majority of Americans are. And of course, that's not what she meant, right? No. In fact, what she meant is far more dangerous to the American ideals of liberty and justice for all. We don't know what the majority thinks today. And we're not going to know until the Dominion stealing machines are melted down, tooled into prison bars, or smelted into prison bars and fitted to the cells holding the likes of Hillary, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, all Dominion executives, every Secretary of State, Attorney General, and so on that supported the steal, district attorneys Now, every election official who participated in this, every Republican and Democrat politician who either participated in it or who now wants to just look the other way, every traitor that participated in and or supported the 2020 election theft. For the present, I'm going to go with the assumption that the majority of Americans think Jean-Pierre is, like Biden, a placeholder used as pawns in the effort to bring America down. I believe most Americans know Biden is a plagiarizing thief whose hands are deep into the once deep pockets of Beijing. I think most Americans believe that any man who pretends to be a woman and invades female sports or athletics to steal the dreams of real women, to kill the hopes of women who worked a lifetime to hone and perfect their athletic skills in the sport of their choice, that any and all of these deluded people attempting to destroy the divinely appointed distinctions between male and female are operating under the influence of delusion at best, and the devil personally at worst. And I'm going with the assumption that most Americans are not okay with this. But even if it were true that most Americans have indeed become so dim-witted and dull, they can't see that public education pursuing a secret curriculum they can't share with the parents to indoctrinate our children rather than educate them, to tell them what to think instead of teaching them how to think. And in the California Assembly recently, using rank deception to steal parental rights and to arrogantly presume to take parental supervision away from mom and dad, they did not ask California parents if they are okay with providing abortions for their children and initiating gender transition therapy, not only without parental permission, but going farther and denying to the parent even their right to know about any of this or to be a part of any of this with their child. You don't do those sorts of things if you have the majority on your side. You only do that sort of thing if you know you don't have the majority on your side, and so you have to force it on people. Hey, Miss, Mrs., Ms., or how do you pronounce this latest one? MX. I think it's Mix. Pierre. Jean-Pierre. I challenge your presumptuous assumption that your views represent the majority views of our nation. But put that aside for the moment. The fact is, this country was built on many fine principles, one of them being a commitment to defend and protect the right of dissent, the equal rights of minorities, minority interests to disagree with the interests of the majority. And by the way, minority opinions should not be subjected to the pejoratives of official government representatives speaking on behalf of the government that holds the power of compulsion. Your denigration of an entire class of people as extremists in today's environment where that word is used to trigger attacks on the independence, freedom, autonomy, and liberty of people because they're out of step with what you call the majority? Well, friend, that's the stuff from which tyranny is made. It's the fabric of tyranny. The concept that a majority establishes official policy on a course of action, that's one thing. But to go farther and say the majority establishes the only sanctioned thoughts about government policy and ends all debate on every question, well, that's a different matter entirely. Second only to right of consent is our right of dissent. They, and I mean by they, have taken away our right of consent, and now they're coming for our right of dissent. And why? Don't they have the majority? Why does Biden Fuhrer resent dissent? I mean, if he truly has the majority in this country, he has nothing to be concerned about, right? But he knows he lost in 2020, and he knows Trump's MAGA movement is huge, and that right is on our side. I have noticed that the only time these haters of America as founded, these despisers of those that are good, these cynical types that say in their heart there is no God, the only time they call for unity and compromise, and let's talk about it, and so on, and talk about the danger of dissent and everything, that's when they don't control the narrative and when they don't have the majority. I have a proposal to offer America. Obviously, there is disagreement over a great many things, but all disagreements, at least in this country, of this nature, have been settled at the ballot box. We don't settle our differences by going into the streets to pillage our neighbors and create unrest and disturb the peace of our communities. That's what they do. We believe the 2020 election was stolen, and we have carefully studied the matter. And anyone that will be honest about it will admit the 2020 election was so fishy, it stinks of dead and rotting fish. I mean, beginning with the fact that Trump was winning handily, and suddenly the counting stops, and then as suddenly, when it starts again, Biden is leading? What? With all the other anomalies that, I mean, pile up and literally overwhelm every reasonable objection to our just suspicions. And then the proof starts coming out. 2,000 mules, Mr. Lindell's good work. Oh, here's a video that simulates how the machines are used to flip votes. Here's an explanation of how the program used in the machines to manipulate elections was put together and implemented. And the rebut? Here's how they come back. No, that can't be. Why? Because it's against the rules. Not because it's not possible for the machine to do this, but it's against the rules. So it's just nonsense. Yet when they're caught, when it is proved that the machine went awry, well, then it's operator error or mechanical malfunction. And don't let what you see fool you. Trump's MAGA movement supported by mega rallies while Biden barely got 100 people together. Now, I'm done with these people who refuse to see what is staring at them in the face and refuse to actually honestly address it. But probably the greatest evidence against this ridiculous notion that 2020 was an honest and fair election, most Americans, by the way, know better. The left spent 4 years howling about Russian interference in the 2016 election. And we endured endless howling from the left and constant barrage of Trump being an illegitimate president, all that nonsense, based on the allegation that he colluded with Russia to steal the election. Friend, we endured this special investigation with the special prosecutor, and it all ended up with the Mueller report coming out saying, there's nothing to report. There's no support for the allegation of Russian collusion between Trump and Russia anyway. And then evidence starts coming out, and it keeps coming out, that the whole Russian collusion thing was a hoax to begin with, and that they all knew it. Fabricated by Hillary's campaign, and funded, by the way, by Hillary's campaign, and that the Obama administration literally weaponized the FBI for political ends, illegally spied on Trump and his campaign, and came up with nothing. It's all there. But those in present control of the government's power apparatus refuse to allow a fair and honest appraisal of the 2020 election. When we did, when they complained about 2020, you begin to see, we endured the hyper scrutiny of those alleging 2016 was stolen from Hillary. And then we are appalled at the endless stream of revelations proving the whole Russian collusion thing was a fake. But they, the left, arrogantly refused to allow a fair and honest investigation into the questions that we have raised about 2020. Nothing proves Biden and company stole 2020 quite so obviously as this. When they questioned election results, we endured the spectacle of their never-ending witch hunts, and we paid for it. We watched the whole thing, objecting but not obstructing. They, on the other hand, refused to even allow free speech to talk about it. So here's my proposal. Get rid of the Dominion machines, end ballot harvesting, set up an election day when votes are counted fairly honestly with both sides watching every single piece of paper as it's counted, and let's see what America really does have to say. I'm interested in what does the majority of Americans believe about these things, but the left cannot allow a free and fair election. They've totally lost the majority, and they know it. Don't you see it? No one has to control speech, contrive to have inflated voting rolls, resist every effort to secure that every qualified legal citizen has one vote and that every legal vote is counted. What is wrong with that? Nothing, of course. Opposing common sense voter laws, like voter ID, It's clearly, on the face of it, prima facie, irrational. Except, actually, it's perfectly consistent and rational. If you understand, it's the only way they can continue holding power against the will of the majority. No one has to object to any of these things unless they intend to cheat. And by the way, Americans know this. If they truly had the majority, they would not pull all this nonsense. The LGBTQ crowd are not the majority. And that is an undisputed fact. They represent maybe 3% of the population. There is no way the majority of Americans are okay with this tranny business of men pretending to be women and entering into sports competition, pitting biological males against biological females. That's not okay. And most Americans are not buying it. In fact, most in the LGBTQ community are not buying it either. The trend of late has been for that community to drop the T from LGBTQ to LGBTQ. There is no way most Americans are okay with the 2020 Summer of Love. There is no way most Americans are supportive of the behavior of this business of going into stores, robbing up to $900 worth of stuff and just walking out with it and being allowed to do this sort of thing. There's no way Americans are okay with defund the police. Not most Americans. There's no way most Americans are okay with how the FBI and the CIA have been used and have abused their power in all of this debacle. No way. There's no way most Americans support Biden's energy policies. No, there's no way. There's no way most Americans support his presidency. Jean-Pierre opened a can of grubs when she asserted that the Biden administration represents the majority of Americans and then made the asinine comment that if you don't go along with the majority, you are an extremist. That is just absolute nonsense. Don't you see it? They are doing all this specifically because the majority of Americans do not support their agenda to transform America into a third world dictatorship. I'm going to take a short break. Hold on, my friends. I'll be right back.
By God's war. It explains so many things and clarifies for you what is going on right now in America and in the world and helps you make sense of it all from a biblical perspective. You can order it from our church bookstore. Go to books@dbp.com. David Baker Paul, DBP. Books at, and the word at is not the little symbol used as in an email address, but the word at, books@dbp.com. And there you can order it for $24.95 and pay for shipping to have it delivered. Those who will walk into the church to get it can get it for $20. I keep my office in my home, so to pick it up from the church bookstore, you'll need to call. Let us know when you'll be by, and then you save not only the $5 off the cost, but also shipping. The best way is to come to one of our public services, and then let's meet. I'll be glad to sign it for you. Come this Sunday and pick up a copy of God's War. If you prefer to read your books in digital format, go to, I think any online bookstore carries it now. I know all the main ones do, and search God's War with my name, Scheidbach, Scheidbach. And most of these outlets sell it for $9.99. Now, let's get back to your brain massage.
Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, and the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I'm in Wheatland, enjoying the opportunity to participate in the union of two very fine young people, and thank God for such young people as we have today. In our circle of churches and fellowship, is just, they're wonderful, and we thank God for them. But the bottom line is, I'm using my little travel mic, and I'm in a hotel room, and it's too hot to be turning the air conditioner off, so you got that noise back there. So forgive the sound quality and hang with me as we go ahead and take a look now, or get started at least, taking a look at Biden's speech. Biden declares MAGA patriots public enemy number one. I'm going to walk you through the pertinent points in what has become Biden's best Nazi-esque imitation of the left's secret idol, Hitler, that was displayed in Philadelphia, of all places, during his speech. Biden lately said MAGA patriots are semi-fascists. I don't even know what that word means. That's when government uses business to control the lives of the people. That's a big part of what fascism is all about, and more later. But anyway, he's calling MAGA patriots fascists. It's unbelievable. The ignorance, well, he's just playing off what he expects and hopes is the ignorance of the American people. The fact is, MAGA patriots are virtually the exact opposite of fascists. While Biden's speech was presented with optics that literally scream fascism. Did you see that? And, you know, hey, lefty, don't get too comfortable here. Biden's target is anyone that opposes him and their agenda. Remember when he spat, "If you oppose me and vote for Trump, you ain't black," right? Remember when he called out a Democrat voter for daring to ask him a question he didn't like and went so far as to challenge him to meet him in the parking lot? What a big, tough guy he is. Remember when Trump was badgered with nonsensical questions and answered them? Why does Biden Führer resent dissent? And why does this latest incarnation of Hitler, this latest embodiment of the spirit that found this child of Braunau am Inn, I think that's how you pronounce it, that's where Hitler was born, that found a door into the soul of that child born in Austria's Bohemian Grove, the spirit that now resides in this clone of Hitler's soul? Don't take my word for it. Watch the reels of Hitler's dramatic speeching, his antics, and the setting he created for those speeches in a Nazi propaganda. Trump has Hitler's crowds, but Biden has Hitler's message. You see Biden, Hitler like clenched fists, flailing before his Nazi-esque backdrop, and the ominous suggestion of American military might standing behind him, along with the blasphemous desecration of the grand old flag as he spews his fascist rhetoric before that wonderful symbol of genuine liberty, and then invading the birthplace of liberty itself, Philadelphia, to declare its demise, oozing with the hatred he decries, and using great swelling words to deceive the hearts of the simple. Did you see the stage before CNN softened the ghoulish blood-red backdrop to Biden's shot over the bow of Liberty ship? This traitor has come with a kiss of death, saying to Liberty, "My brother," while taking the beard of Uncle Sam to kiss him with feigned affection. And while Uncle Sam leans forward to receive the gesture, he gives no heed to the sword in Biden's left hand. You know, they're of the left-handed path, you know. Till that sword is thrust between the fourth and fifth rib deep into the heart and twisted, and then thrust downward, opening the belly and pouring out the very bowels of liberty upon the ground at the feet of Xi Jinping. Anyway, friend, don't miss what's going on here. It's all about fear and intimidation. They have nothing left. They have lost control of the narrative. They have lost the debate. And they know it. They have lost credibility with most Americans. They're making a massive move right now, I believe, toward intimidation and hope to cower enough Americans in fear so a popular wave of opposition will not rise up against them. They know they've lost. All they have left is intimidation, bullying, and brute force. This speech, coming on the heels of the outrageous effrontery to our liberties represented by the Mar-a-Lago raid, is not by accident. It's not a coincidence. And the disturbing imagery of this venue, the blood-red panels framing his speech with the suggestion of military force standing in back of him, all of this following the FBI raid on the leader of the MAGA movement that he is so afraid of. Listen, it's all designed to say, "We're coming after you." It's just exactly what Trump's been telling us all along and what we already knew. It is the left's shot over the bow of ship Liberty named MAGA. He demonizes MAGA, but doesn't explain what it is in the MAGA movement that constitutes this grave danger to our republic. MAGA, make America great again. Exactly how is that a threat to America? Well, it's not. It is, however, if it threatens someone's agenda who want to bring America down, who want America to come fully into the power of that one president to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah, someone who's trying to bring America to bow before the great red dragon. Let's get started here, parsing Biden's effort to brand all God-fearing Christian conservative patriots as dangerous extremists so he can justify a Gestapo SS troop Kristallnacht kind of thing against the true churches and the real patriots of America as founded. He spoke of equality and democracy, but the equality he desires to protect was never envisioned by our founders. They envisioned equality before the law, where men and women would stand as equals. But the left has perverted equality to mean equality in outcomes, or that men have an equal right, for example, to be a woman if they want to be, as much as a biological woman has that right. And biological men can be women, and all that nonsense. And if women can have babies, well, then we can too. This is the kind of equality they're talking about. That's what equal rights means to them today. As for democracy, our founders scorned the idea of democracy as envisioned by this administration and those that follow it. Democracy, insofar as it recognizes the people's right of consent to be governed or to those who will govern them, is clearly envisioned in our founding documents. But this is trampled upon by these devils. While democracy, in the sense that the majority has a power to trample upon the rights of the minority, so long as the right party holds power, and then declare they hold it in the name of the majority, that is the democracy they embrace today. And our founders despised it. Biden is correct. We deny any such species of equality or democracy that tramples upon the individual rights and liberties of American citizens. The right to kill babies in the womb is neither natural nor inalienable, and certainly never bequeathed by God. Let's be honest. He said, too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal, he says. Well, I'll say, if normal has any meaning, it must include conforming to laws of nature. Let's start there. A two-headed giraffe is not normal. And a man pretending to be a woman, and a mother murdering her babies, and men abandoning their role as protectors. And we can go on down a long list of what's going on in this country that is not normal. Raiding a citizen's home with a bogus warrant. Well, that's not the usual method of a democratic republic. But I must pause here. I'm going to have to pick it up tonight during our live stream visit, Comfort and Counsel. We've had such a busy and full day, I'm not even sure I'll have a chance to get to all of it tonight. My friends, I have lit the lamps in the Church Belfry Arch. Now it's your turn. Let me know if you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 and leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, or go to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button, send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. Come to Lighthouse. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.